Okay, today's daf is Mi'ilah daf Yud Zayin, and we'll start with Yud Zayin about Aleph on top of the Mishnah. Again, this week I apologize for the lack of the new dafim, and that the Slichas weeks and the Yom Tov weeks makes it a little more challenging in terms of the schedule and a lot of other shiurim. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll do what we can, and we'll take it day by day. But we have today Mi'ilah daf Yud Zayin, the one day of Agadata in all of Maseches Mi'ilah. We will have a story. It's been at least a couple of weeks since we have one, but it is a unique one. We will get to, Be'ez Hashem, in a couple of lines in the middle of the daf. But we start off first with the discussion of Dam Hasheretz. As we know, we were talking about various Ma'achalas Asuros and Siruf, as the Mishnah had started off. The Perek had started off. You remember the back on Daf Tezvav, this is Perek Kachim Mizbeach, and the Mishnah said that Kachim Mizbeach are all mitzaref with each other for Mi'ilah, and Pigol Nosavetame v'chulu. So we're talking about various aspects, various items that are mitzuref to each other. So we spoke about Kachim, we spoke about the different parts of an Ola that are mitzuref to each other, that was the Mishnah on Tezvav Mabez. We spoke about all the items that are called Truma, Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala. Again, these are Shas and Yanim that come up here in Mi'ilah. All Pigulin are Mitztarif, and the last Mishnah on the Velos and Shkatzim, Vechulu. And now we get into various parts of a Sheretz until then the next Mishnah, the last couple of Mishnahs in the Perek, we'll talk about other items related to Siruf. And then we'll get back to Mi'ilah at the beginning of the next Perek. So first we have Dama Sheretz. So Dama Sheretz, Vahabasar Mitztarifim Zemzeh, the blood of a Sheretz, of one of the eight shrutzim that are mentioned in Parsha Shmini, the Chol, the Achbar, and the like, those are mitztarif to each other. Mitztarif in ze im ze. How do we know that? For what? So the Mefarish says, letame, right? For tuma, right? We know Sheretz is tame bika adasha, the size of a lentil. And dam and basar of a Sheretz are one, right? We learned that back in Maseches Krisos. On Davdalat and Mabez in Maseches Krisos, we learned that blood does not have this separate status from the basar of a Sheretz. The Gemara says there, on the bottom of Dalat and Mabez in Krisos, Ma chelav miyuchat shechalbo chalok mipsaro abe misarfim zemzeh av dam shedamo chalok mipsaro otzi dam shratzim hoel de'ein daman chalok mipsaron mitzarfin. Right, and that is halacha, and the Rambam passes that way. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros Perek Vav Halacha Aleph, the Rambam quotes our Mishnah, at least part of it, starting off at the beginning of the parak. This is the parak of Dam. Ha'ochal kizayis men adam b'meizah. The Rambam says, if somebody eats a kizayis of Dam, interesting, the shear, the Rambam quotes, it is a kizayis. The Rambam does not say revius, right? Dam is one of the seven liquids that are machshir l'kabel tumah, but the shear for Dam, the Rambam writes here, is a kizayis. Ha'ochal kizayis men adam b'meizah chayiv karis. At least certain types of Dam. Bishogeg maybe chadas kavua. That's the first Mishnah in Krisos, right? The one of the Krisos shogegs are eating dam. That's what we discussed this back in Krisos. V'davar mefurish b'Torah she'eno chayev ela al dam behema chayev oof bilvad bein tameim bein tahorim. Kosher or non-kosher animals only behema chayev oof. Those are the only bloods that one is chayev karisan. Shenemar v'chol dam lo sochila b'chol mosh v'osechem lo'of la'behema v'chayev b'chal behema. Those are all examples of chayos, right after it says zosa behema. So chayos, behemos, and ophos. All of that dam is usher with a chi of karis, if it's the type of blood that fits the other parameters in terms of the dam that comes out, the dam anefesh. Aval, the Rambam continues, dam dogim v'chagavim, blood of fish or grasshoppers, shkatzim uremasim, vidam ha'adam, en chayavar ala mishum dam. Right, none of those, even human blood, that's not the isser of karis. That's not the full isser of dam, and some of them are not even usser, as we'll see. Eichalim shum dam. Lefichach, the Rambam adds. There's a chilek, though. Dam dogim v'chagavim, tahorim mutter la'achlo. Dam of kosher fish and grasshoppers, mutter to eat. V'afilu kinso b'kli. V'shastu, put in a cup. Right, if somebody wants fish blood and eat a plain mutter, that is mutter. V'dam chagavim, v'dogim tmeim, Aser mishum shehu tamsis gufan kechelav behema tameya. Right, the blood of non-kosher fish and grasshoppers are also because it's non-kosher fish and grasshopper. V'dam shkatzim kibisaron kemosha biarnu. Well, that's the last line. Dam of shkatzim is kibisaron kemosha biarnu, and that is what the Mishnah says here. Dam hasheretz v'habasar mitztarfim zem zeh. The gavlus of the Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros is that he gathers from all over all over Shas. To write certain areas of halacha, to write Hilchos Shabbos is mostly in Hilchos Shabbos. Right, to write Hilchos Avelus is mostly in Moed Katan. Many halachas. This one as a prime example. The Rambam, where he talks about Machalos Asuros here, and he has to put together all of the Zrayim issues and the Yaradeya issues and so many different areas. So these 17 prakim are really culled from all over Shas and Midrashim and the like. So, Dama Sheretz. V'abasar v'sarfim zemzeh, says the Mishnah. Klal Omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua adds, because this parak is about Siraf. Kol shetum aso v'shiro shavin mitztarfin. Any item that its tumah, the level of tumah that it could cause, v'shi'uro, and the amount of it that you need to be mitamei, if those two are equal, so then they could be mitzarif to each other. As long as those two are true. Meaning you can't have a rishon and a sheni, as we'll see. We'll see what happens if that happens. But tumaso and shiro shava, that's mitzarif, right? Tosfos. Tosfos is kagon. Sheretz, v'sheretz, two different types of shratzim. Right, so that could be combined because they're both Matami Bekadasha and they're both Matami at the same level. Mitzdarfin. Tum aso velo shiuro, shiuro velo tum aso, if only have one in similarity, lo tum aso velo shiuro, or neither a mitzdarfin. So that's not mitzdarif. Neither of those would be mitzdarif with each other. Filuk Tosis. Tosis continues the examples. What are the examples of this? So Nevela Nevela, right? Nevela of a different types of animals. Those also can be mitzarif. Tomaso Veloshi Uro, Kagon, Aver Minames, the Kazayas Minames. A limb of a dead body and a Kazayas of a dead body, that's different Shiurim, even though those are the same level of Tuma. That's the same Tumaso, but not Shiur, Shetuma, Shave Ba'ohel. Even Tumas Ohel is caused. When it says Oh, this Oh means Maga Masa and Ohel, Vilo Shiuro, the Kizayas Mitame Babasar, the Aver Bakoshu. An Aver is a Koshu, as we learned in Mishnayis in Ahalos. So that's an example of Tumaso, Velo Shiuro. Right? You have an Aver and a Kizayas. So what about the opposite? Lo Tumaso Velo Shiuro, Sheretz Venevela. Right? Those are different in terms of the Tumah and right, he changes it on the side because Sheretz and Nevela are really the same Av. So it says Vames. So Kashim changes to Vames because those are different levels of Tumah. So that is the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua's Klal. As long as the Tumah and the Shear are similar, so then they can be mitzarif to each other, but you need both of them. Good. Amar of Chanin bar Amarav Zeira. Big question about the Gersos here. We'll read one of the Gersos on the side. Ubo. Ubo. There's a word here. Ubo and in it. So what does that mean? And then we're going to have a question of Masiv, right? The Gersa Shem, Masiv Rav Yossi, as we'll see. What is Rav Chanan Amar Rav Zeira telling you? Ubo. Tosfos here has two dayas. Tosfos likes the second daya. But the first daya of Tosfos says, in Dibur Maschal Amar, Pirish, Hadzakam Rebbe Masisan, Dama Sheretz Ubisar Mitztarfin, that which we said, that the Dam and the Basar are Mitztarfin the Sheretz, that's only while it is in the Sheretz. If the dam is in the sheretz, and then it's all mitzarif. If you separate the dam from the sheretz, aval pirish adam mi basar asheretz ain mitzarifin. Then they are not mitzarif. That is the first opinion of the Tosfos. And then Tosfos goes through the whole shach levatari of the Gemara with the question and the answer on that pshat. The question, as we'll get to soon, being that it makes a difference whether they're touching each other or not touching each other. If you look all the way down, if you look on the second wide line, Tosfos goes through the entire sugya related to that day. Yeah, but then Tosfos says on the second medium line, really, the kasha lepirusho, dekiva demuki la baodo, klomar, shahadam bebasar asheretz, might sirif boi, basar asheretz, karina bebekule, kiva de lepirish beolam. I don't understand. If the dam comes out, so then it's not going to be mitzarif. Only mitzarif if it's in it. If it's in it, it's basar. It's not basar and dam. It doesn't have the status of dam until it comes out. So I don't understand. Va'od kushya mehechetesi haichilik dibikula lemixaso, which we didn't read that line in the Gemara yet, but we'll see that it makes a difference between whether it came from all of it or part of it. Kivadika revius mali bami meis shali mali bami meis chaser. Again, we didn't read how the first day I read the Gemara, but there was a chilik made between whether the dam came from an entire mace or only a partial. Either way, Tosfos does not like that day. Lakach Neri, he quotes Rabbeinu Nisim Gaon. The Garcinan Amr of Chana and Amr of Zeiri Ubo. What does that mean? Pirjam Zeiri Amr Tzarech Sheyeh Oso Hadam Me Oso Asheretz. Bow means not in it, but from it. It has to be from the same sheretz. The dam is only considered the basar if it, and it's mitzarif to the basar if it's from the same body. May osar sheretz shaha basar nivdala mimenu. Klomar. Aval dam shal sheretz ze enu mitzarif im basar sheretz acher. That's the chiddush of Rav Chanin, Amar of Zeira. When dam is mitzarif to basar, it's only from the same sheretz. And now we get to the Gemara. We'll go with Apshat. That's the one that Tosfos accepts. And we'll back to the Gemara. Masiv Rav Yosi Bar Chama really hatamein milamed shehein mitzarfin. Right? Hatamein, we'll get to exactly what's the included. Is it the hey? Is it the vav? But it's mitzarif. Vafilu, sheretz v'sheretz. Sheretz v'dam. Even if it's two different shrotzim, sheretz or dam, bein mishem echad, bein mishne shemos. Doesn't that mean two different animals? Right, so it sounds like against Rav Chanan, it sounds like it's totally different, right? Tosfos explains the question. Avagav the ba'am yishnei shratzim, go and shin, right, b'chulu. So, doesn't it sound like against Rav Chanan? Answer, l'amar of Yosef, lo kasha, kan b'kulo, kan b'miksaso. It depends if the person is touching both the dam and the basar, or just touching one of them. If it's from the same sheretz, that he only has to be touching one of them. It's already mitzurif to each other, and therefore, that would be good enough. So when it says that it has to be, when Chana said it has to be for the same one, that's if you're only touching one, the basar or the dam, so then it's mitzurif to each other, even if you're only touching one of them and not both of them. But when the brisa says, when the limud, the drasha says that it is, requires even from two shratzim, that's if you're touching both of them, so then it would work. Let's read that in Tosfos. Tosfos says that v'yavagav d'bam yishnei shratzim k'gon shenaga b'kulo b'dam u'b'basar v'adakamar z'iri d'davka misheretz echar v'lo mi beis shratzim k'gon shelo naga ela b'miksaso. When it says only from one sheretz and not from two, that's if you're touching only part b'dam u'b'basar u'lahachi k'amar d'chi he misheretz echar mitzarfin. When it's from one sheretz as mitzarif, automatically is viewed as one unit. Dehavi ki'ilu dam v'habasar mechubarin ke'echad. The dam and basar are mechubar, even if you're only touching one of them. Usually, right, how does tuma work? Let's take a step back. Usually, if I touch a little bit of a dead body, it's ki'ilu I'm touching the whole dead body and I become tame. Right, that's usually how it works. But the chiddush here is that it's dam and basar. It's dam and basar. So, is it going to be mitzurif to each other or not? So that's the chiddush. If it's from one sheretz that has been served to each other, and even if I only touch one of them, so then it's a kilo I'm touching both, and if the shear is in both of them, that would be good enough. But if it's from two different shratzim, then I have to be touching both of them in order to be makabel toma. Aval, finishing up the tosos, aval kishahem mishnei shratzim kol chad v'chad dover bifnei atzmahu. Right, it's considered separate, and therefore you don't look at it as together. Again, sometimes we find in Hilchos Tumah V'Tahara this symbolic nature of items in terms of Tumah. Right, with Machlokas Tanoim, if you remember the Machlokas Tanoim in Maseches Ahalos about Revias Dam is Metame, does it have to be from one mace or even two mason? Could it combine? Machlokas Rabbi Akiva, I think, and the Chachamim. So why is that? Is it a dinin shiurim? Dinin shiur. Dam hames is going to be matame. So then lechora could be even from two mesim. Or is it that a revius of dam is representative of a person? If it's representative, so then it would have to be from one. So here too, if it's dam and from a, and basa from two different shratzim, that works differently. Different mechanics than one. So if it's all one, then it could, we could view it as one unit. And therefore, even if I only touch part of it, it would be tame. Okay, so Minat Timra, where do you see such a thing? Where do we see that there can be separations in how we view the Tumah as not connected to each other? Meet the Tanya from the following Brisa. Two examples the Gemara brings. Nishpach ala ritzpa v'yimakoma katafris. If blood spills onto the floor, but it is on a slope, it's on a slope and it's going to slide down. So therefore, also, because it's going to slide, it's not viewed as one unit. Because it's kind of kol ha'omed laredet ki'ilu yaradami, and therefore it's not viewed as one unit. So then, ihel al miksaso, usually what happens, if a person is mahil on part of a dead body, on a hand, a person is mahil over a hand, he's tummy mace. Doesn't have to be matame over, don't have to be mahil on the whole body. Even only part of it. Ah, but what if the body is separated from each other, whatever it is? Right? When is it viewed as a unit? So here too, ihel al miksaso. If somebody is only mahil on some of the blood, not enough to be make him tamei tahar, then he's tahar because it's on katafris, it's on a slope, and we view it as if it's going to go down. Ihel al kulo tamei. But if it's involved in all of it, then fine. Then even if it's considered separate, but he's mahil on everything, and therefore he would be tamei. One example where sometimes you could view things separately, and sometimes you could view them as one unit. That's one example. And the Gemara then, the sheet that takes out the next five words, Veha, and the following is another example. Amar Rabbi Chanina, Amar Rabbi, Revi'ez Dam, Shehegizba. A Revi'ez Dam that one is stirring. Shehegizba. And is exactly a Revi'ez of Dam. And the Gemara assumes, Rabbi assumes that when I stir, I'm assuming that it's a type of spoon that is absorbent. And therefore, there is a tiny amount of dam that gets absorbed into the spoon, and now that is considered separate from the rest of the blood in the pot. And therefore, Revi'ez dam shehegizba tahora. So how is that, right? It's tahor. How can that be? Because it's not mitzarif, elav shvamina, kambakulo, kambemiksaso shvamina. It must be, there's a difference between if you're, like the first case, if I'm mahil over the whole thing, if I'm mahil only part of it, that's like touching both sides, the dam and the basar, and only touching one. Or here too, here if I'm only touching the spoon, or if I'm magus, there's not a whole revius of dam in one place, higisba, so then it would be tahar. Right, that's what the Tosas again says. Leka, towards the last couple of skinny lines. Lachi maisi hadar Rabbi Yochanan demari apu revius mikomakom mutar kimet shelo naga ella bimiksasa. Again, hegis when blood moves, we assume again lachor has to be talking about an absorbent material. But hagasa is doing something, right? Hagasa moves the blood around, and we know even in Hilcha Shabbos, Hagasa is very crucial, right? If somebody is Magus on Shabbos, something that is not Mavushal called Sarcho, that could be an Issadaraisa. Issadaraisa, because I move the items that are not fully cooked closer to the fire, I'm cooking it within itself. That's why Hagasa on Shabbos, of a Dabar She'en Mavushal called Sarcho, it could be an Issadaraisa. There is a minhag, again, once we're on the topic of Hagasa for a moment, there is a minhag that we know of the Kolbo. It's quoted by the Poskim. The Kolbo quotes that one should not be magus, even something that's mavushal called sarcho, while it's on the fire. While it's on the fire, we shouldn't do hagasa. Why? So there are different reasons given. Maybe it's not mavushal called sarcho, and you might not know about it, gzeir mishum. Either way, whatever the reason is, that's been the accepted custom in many circles of hagasa on a fire, even a covered fire. So that's why, let's say, somebody wants to stir the chalent. Again, if the chalent is not fully cooked, by the time you want to stir it, you can't touch it. Can't touch it if the barley isn't fully cooked just can't touch anything. But let's say it's fully cooked. I put it up very early Friday morning. And I want to stir it. I don't want it to burn, whatever it is. So, and I'm according to most poskim, we assume that a crock pot, let's say, is an uncovered fire. So one has to line it. So one lined the inside with a tinfoil. And if one is worried about hatmana, you put a little tinfoil or something on the bottom, you raise it up a little bit, or Shlomo Zalman's last psak. And, so, you did everything. So what do? So I want to stir it. But, lechadchila, one should take it off with all the conditions of hachazara, the five conditions of hachazara, holding onto it and not putting it on the floor, and daita lahachzir, and, obviously, covered fire, mabushal kol sarcho, and then I could stir it after when I take it off. I could stir it and then put the cover back on and put it back. So that's the generally custom is, not to be magus on a fire, even if it is mavushal kol tzarcha. There is a chumra al gabezeh that some extend it to say, well, magus is a way of part of the cooking process. What about even putting the cover back on? Putting the cover back on. That's not magus. But that's also part of the process. So some say this is an extension of magus. That's why lechadchila, when one stirs it, one should first put the cover back on and then put it back on. Or even one shouldn't even maybe take the cover off while it's on the fire, if it's a form, an extension of hagasa. But either way, hagasa is something that comes up in Hilchos Shabbos, and here it comes up in Hilchos Tumah Vatahara. Comes up in Hilchos Tumah Vatahara in terms of separating the dam that's in the spoon, separating it from the rest of the pot. Okay, next section. Shaul Rabbi Masya ben Charesh as Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Rav Shimon bar Yochai be'ir Romi. Rav Masya ben Charesh as Rav Shimon bar Yochai. Interesting that we have the girsa here. Be'ir Romi is in brackets. We'll see in on the sheet that takes out the word Be'ir. It's Rome, a city. Be'ir. Minayin l'dam shratzim shutameh. How do you know dam shratzim is mitameh? I don't know, maybe only the busser is mitame. How do you know the dam is mitame and it's mitstarif to the shear, as we learned in our Mishnah? Amar lei to Amar kra, v'zelochem matame. Right, Rosh Hashanah tells v'zelochem matame. Sechah Shabbos, please. Amru lo talmidav. So the talmidim said to Rabbi Masya ben Charash, Chakim le ben Yochai. Wow! Bar Yochai is really smart. Rosh Hashanah is really smart. Right, then he knows a lot. Amar lahem, so says Rav Masya ben Charash to them, Talmud Aruch, b'fiv shor b'lazer Rav Yossi. He knows this already, Rav Yossi said this. Well, you think this is a chiddush of Rav Shimon Yochai? He heard this from Rav Elazar, the son of Rav Yossi. The Mepharshim wonder, if he already knew that it was said in the name of Rav Yossi, so why did he ask what the halacha is? Maybe he just wanted to know if Rav Shimon Yochai accepted it. If you want to know, accepted it. But either way, that's the following story will illustrate that really he heard it from Rav Elazar Rav Yossi. Here is the story. The story in Maseches Me'ilah. Me'ilah Yuzayin. Shepam achaz gazra malchus gzeira shelo yishbur es haShabbos. One time, the Romans, whenever it says malchus, stam malchus is malchus by Yesheni, the destruction of by Yesheni, and that is Rome. So they made three gzeiras. Shelo yishru es haShabbos, v'shelo yamulu es b'nehem. No Shabbos, no mila, v'sheyivalu es nidos. And that the Jews should be bo'el nidos. So what exactly does that mean? Sheyivalu nidos, or yivalu, right, taking out the S. Pashas, they closed the mikvah. Pashas, they closed the mikvah. And the only choice, if husband and wife wanted to be together, was live ol nidos. Why dafka these three? Why dafka these three? So the Maharsha says that these three reflect the unique relationship between Am Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At the unique two of them are osos. Two of them are osos. So Shabbos and Mila are osos. That's why we don't wear tefillin on Shabbos. Why don't they knock out tefillin? I don't know. But says the Maharsha, Bo levatel gimel mitzvos elu, asher nitnu li Yisrael li yosam muvdalim, hevdel gadol min haumos. These three symbolize our separateness. Shabbos ubemila, ksiv, osi b'nei v'nechem. Ulefisha isha ina b'mila, so what about a woman is not b'mila, ba'ala hevdel, mibein anachrim b'mitzvas ha-tevila. Tevila is what makes her different. Just like we learned, you quote the Gemara in Maseches Krisus, in the second parak, shlo nichnusu Yisrael bivris, kishakiblu atorah, ela b'milo b'tevila, that's how mila and tevila and hartzoas damim. That's how we went into the bris, right? That was at the beginning of the second parak in Krisos, Daf Tes Amud Aleph. All the halachas of Geirus learned out from there. So Tfila shows that we're different. What's because of Krisos? So nefesu yizor bris kishkulu atora ela b'mila Tfila shehaknisa la bris beisha lo hayarak b'tfila. For Rabbi Ruvain hita osam lomar de lo nitzna lahem ela misina osam v'chulu. As we'll see, what's going to happen. But these are the three that they took, that they attacked, because those are the ones that symbolize a unique relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Halach Reb Ruvain ben Estorobli. So Ruvain Estorobli went, and he was going to infiltrate the Siper Kumi. He got a non-Jewish haircut. The Siper Kumi. The Halach v'Yashav Iman. He went to sit with them, and he's going to convince them to take away the Gzeiras, as we will see. But the first question that all the posts can deal with is, how could he do this? Was it Pikuach Nefesh? It doesn't sound like it was Pikuach Nefesh. So they wouldn't keep Shabbos, and they wouldn't do Bris Milah. So it's an Isser, right? Right? All the different halachas. The Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yeridaya, but the Rambam and Hilchos Avodah Zarah discusses all of these halachas. Ein, Paragin Aleph, Ein Hochin B'chukos Hagayim, V'lo Medamin Lahem, Lo B'malbush, those are the two that are always pointed out by the poskim. Clothing and hair. Don't get a non-Jewish haircut. Shenemar v'losechu b'chukos hagoy. V'nemar u'v'chukoseyam loseleichu. V'nemar, just in case you didn't get the first two psukim, hishomer l'cha penti nokesh achareyam. Hakol b'inyan echad. Hu mazir shelo yidameh lohen. Elayiyeh ha-yisraeli muvdal mehen. V'yadua b'malbusho u'bishar ma'isav. Kemoshu moved al mehan bimado'u ubedeyosav. What a beautiful lashon. right? Our externals should be different, just like our internals are different, right? Just like our we're different in our madao ubedeosav. If you think about what those two deosav usually means, midos madaav lachar means he didn't tell us what we think about our mind and our religious personality. So just like a Jew is muvdal in his external, so too in his internal. V'cheinu omer v'avdil eschem min ha'amim. Lo yilbash b'malmush ha'miyucha lohem. V'lo yigadel tzitziz k'mo tzitziz rosham. V'lo yigaleach menat stodin. V'yaniach hasir be'emsad, mohawk. K'mo shehein ozen. V'uzo ha'nikra blurius. V'lo yigaleach hasir miyakeneget panav v'ozen lozen. All the different examples that are quoted. Yisrael, so that's the halacha. And then the Rambam says the following, based on our Gemara, also in Baba Kama, Yud Alef Gimel, Yisrael, we know where the Rambam got it from, the question is why? Yisrael shaya karov l'malchus, v'tzarev leishev l'fnei malcheyem, v'haya lo g'nai l'misha l'yadam alahen, you're a governmental official, and everybody has these haircuts, and if you don't get this haircut, it's going to be embarrassing. Harei ze mutar lilbosh kimabushan, ula galeach keneged panav kederach shein osin. Doesn't say you can cut your payas off. But you could get this type of haircut. Ask the Olam HaFarshim. Ask the Kesef Mishnah. It's in Issa Daraisa. So in Issa Daraisa, just because you're Karov L'Malchus, well, you can eat treif because of Karov L'Malchus? Can't do that. So why is this allowed? V'yim Tomar, ask the Kesef Mishnah. It's also in the Beis Yosef. Right? It's the same thing in the Beis Yosef in Yeridea, Kuf Ayin Ches. Yes, I'll read it to you from the Kesef Mishnah. Kivan shekasav Rabbeinu sheloke al kol echan me'elu hecha yekoch b'yad chachamim lahatir esetor l'krov v'lamalchus. How'd they do this? V'yesh lomar mishum first daya mishum atzolas Yisrael hu desharu. Atzolas Yisrael. Maybe it's pikuach nefesh. L'chor, that's how we understood it. Doesn't sound that way from our Gemara. Just sounds like they would go there. Hatzalas Yisrael, hu desharu. Ukshi Yisraelim omdim lefnei hamalachim, he matzilin es Yisrael. Vahani tof yaladim, shahayu la David. Nami hatzalas Yisrael hu davi mivasim es ha'oivim. Inami. Or second answer. Shatora lo pirta davar. This Torah was not mefaret. Didn't specify exactly what's included in uvuchu kuseyam lo seilechu. Ella amra uvuchukosayim lo seilechu. Here's the key magic words. Umasra hadavar lachachamim. Vehem ro'u shein ligzer al krovin l'malchus. The Gemara uses masra hadavar lachachamim in two places. Right? By Malachan Chalamoid. And we had it back in how long a Yisrael keeps his bechor before he has to give it to the Kohen. Those are the only two places in Shas. But the Rishonim use it in five or six other contexts, and here is one of them. The Rabbi Yosef Cairo here uses it. Here, Masra HaKasa L'Chachamim. What's included? If you're doing it because you're Karbal Malchus, that's not included in the Isser. It's not that it is Usser, but we're Matrit because. It's not included in the Isser if it is only being done because of Karbal Malchus. And he writes this not only in the Kesef Mishnah, which is explaining the Rambam, but he writes this in the Beis Yosef. He writes this in the Beis Yosef here in Simen Kuf Ayin Ches. Kufayin ches va'od shatar lo pirsha davar al shstama v'kasva b'chinam zelechu masakas lachamim ve'im asru dvar meilu l'shar b'nei adam v'lo ro lo ostrom l'korban l'malchus. Right, fine. The Bach right there has a different shot. Bach has a different shot. V'li nira d'leka achokushya d'lashon uvachokosem lo zelechu. What does that mean? Don't go in their ways. How does the Bach understand this pasuk? Lo tishma ela sharotza lehistamos. If you're trying to be like them, stam to be like them. Velinho kemosam shenira shemode ledaitam. Ukalashan asifri holvein yotzim ba'argaman afani yotzei ba'argaman. Avol misha ein daito lizdamos lehen. If your kavana isn't to be like them, ela tsarech lo bosh kemabusheim uludamos lehem kidei shelo yelo gnai in lo yadam lehem. Right, it's just that it would be if you don't dress like them, it's not mechubed. So davarzel lo asra Torah, v'lo alav koi halav. See, it doesn't say lo masra kasa l'chacham. That's a different shot. Masra kasa l'chacham is the chiddush of the rabbanon are able to create the contours of the iser. Right, that's masra kasa l'chacham. The Bach is saying no. The pshat of the iser is only when I'm doing it with the kavana to be like them. But if I'm not doing it with that kavana, so then it is not. It is not a problem. So that is an important discussion in Yeridea, based on here and in Baba Kama as well. Okay, so let's get back to the story. So what happens? Remember, why do we bring in the story? We're bringing the story because in the story, we're going to see that Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi is going to tell us the makar for Dam Sheretz being Metame. Right? And that's why Rabbi Masya ben Cheresh told this Talmidim, is that Rabbi Shimon Yochai's Chiddush? You know, he heard it from Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yossi. Here's the story. So he made this Gzeira, so he went to infiltrate. V'siper kume, v'holach v'yashav iman. Amar lohem, back to the Gemara. Mishish lo oyev ye'ani oyev ashir. If somebody is an enemy, do you want him to become rich? Or do you want him to become poor? Amrulo, ye'ani, obviously, become poor. Amar lohem, im kain, lo yasa malach v'shavis. If you want him to become poor, then why are you making them work 7 days a week? If they work one day less, they'll make less money. So that's it. Kadesha ye'ani. Amru, they said tavis. Oh, Amar, oh, you say good. You said properly, li batel, bimavatalit, ubatluha, one down, one gzeira removed. Chazar v'yamar lahem, v'shiyesh lo oyev, yachish oyavri. If somebody has an oyev, do you want him to become weaker or stronger, healthy? Amar lo yachish, obviously, weaker. Amar lahem, im ken, yimolo b'neim, l'shmona yomim, let him have surgery. Let him have the operation, bris mila, v'yachishu, and they will get weaker. Amru, they said again, Tavis Amar. Oh, you said probably, you said well. Ubatluhu, and they were Mivatalit. Mivatalit, that is number two. Chazar Yamar, Mishieshlo Oyev, Yarbe Oyismait. If somebody has an enemy, Yarbe Oyismait, should they want them to be plentiful and multiply or become smaller? Amar, Amru Lo Yismait, obviously to become less. Imkain Lo Yevalunidos, and then open the mikvahs. So that's a tough one. What does that mean? How is opening the mikvahs making them procreate less? Mefarshim don't really talk about it. It could be that the Romans assumed that if they closed the mikvahs, the Jews wouldn't be able to overcome the Yetzer Hara. They'd be with their wives the whole month. If they have the mikvahs open at least 2 weeks out of the month, then that will minimize. So maybe that way opening the mikvahs will be a way to minimize the population. So Amru Tavis, either way they said good. Amar ubitzluha and the umavatel. So Reuven and Asrobeli got a temporary measure of a removal of the gzera. But what happened? He kiruboshu hu Yehudi hechzirim. They realized, they found out that he was a Jew. How did he convince them? That's what the Marshal was saying earlier. So he was convincing them that Hashem didn't give them to these halachas to be different, but to make it harder on them. Make it harder on them. Make them poorer. So they brought them all back. What's fascinating? Hechzirim. He told them Dvarim Shaltam. He was logical with them. He said logical things with them. So all of a sudden, oh, they realized he was a Jew, Echzirim. This is the root of anti-Semitism. It doesn't make sense. They're shooting themselves in the foot. The Jews are good for there, right? It gave them good ideas. Echzirim, right when they recognized he was a Jew, nothing to do. No, we're not listening to you. That doesn't make sense. It didn't say that they realized the mistake of their ways, but That's what we've been dealing with for thousands of years, and that's what we have here. So they had to try again to figure out how to make to get rid of these gzeiros. Just once we're on the page, the Chashuk Yechemet here discusses, as we know, anything to do with Hilchah Shabbos you can talk about here because it's about the Shabbos. He just has an interesting two today. He has a interesting question, and that is there was a Maisa B'Yelachay Mushpaz B'Beit Cholim. There was a boy that was in a hospital. But Allah Shalom Torah L'Regal, and he was stuck there for his bar mitzvah in the hospital. So he had his bar mitzvah in the hospital. He had his aliyah in the hospital. But Motzi Shabbos, all of a sudden, they bring him pictures from the bar mitzvah. And he said, what? They said, everything in the hospital is under constant camera. For safety. So the child asked Rav Zilberstein, am I allowed to put these pictures up in my room? Right, from Shabbos. Hey Shavti lo, amnam zet sulam beheter, avalehano zulinis aneg bizeh lo baba cheshbon. Shken chilo Shabbos zet dechuy avalo hutra. So it's not the best thing to do. Not us, sir. Nothing, no avera was done. But it's really not the best thing to do. And therefore, he suggested not to keep them. Okay, either way, that's the Chajuk Echemet for Amud Aleph. So Amud Aleph, they said, Mielech, Vivat Lakzeris. Who do we send? Reuven ben Asterubli was not successful. So who should we send? So they said, Yelech, Rav Shimon ben Yochai. So let's send Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Shahaya Melumad ben Isim. After all, he is experienced in Nisim. Melumad ben Nisim. Right? How do we know where? So the Mefarish quotes Shabbos Lama Gimel, right? Ba Malikin, Rav Shmuel Yochai in the cave. So Mistama, right? That it's clear from this Gemara that happened already. He was already Mulim B'Nisim. It's just interesting then that the Talmidim had told, there had expressed surprise at Rav Masiya ben Charash by saying, "Wow, right? He's Chakimle ben Yochai." Chakimwe, he already went through the Mara and he already came out into the Zohar. Right, so it's interesting that he was already known as Maluma Benisim. He's not the only one. Remember Nachamish Gamzu was also Maluma Benisim. Remember in Tainus Chaf Aleph, I think it is about the, and they sent him with the pearls, it turns to the sand, turned to arrows. So Rishon Bechadlo was Maluma Benisim, as we know from the magic of the Mara, where the water came and he survived, and the carob tree. Okay. V'yachra miyelech. Who's going to go with him, though? Reb Yossi. Who are we going to send with him? He can't travel alone. Reb Reb Yossi. Amar lahem Reb Yossi. So Reb Yossi, Reb Loza's father, says, I don't want my son going with him. V'iloya abba chalafta kayem. If my father was alive, yicholen atem lomar lo tein bin chalariga. What? Would you tell your son? Let's send your son out. He was more worried, as we'll see, from Reb Shmuel ben Yochai than from other enemies, as was because he seemed to be a short-tempered, the Gemara says, and he would get angry if he thought somebody wasn't giving him the proper covet, which is unusual, we think, for Shumba Yechai. But either way, this is what the story says. Again, there's a lot of depth to it also that we could get into. So, if my father was alive, you call him atem lomar tem mincha lariga, amar lahem Rabbi Shimon, iloya yochai abakayam, you call him atem lomar lo tem mincha lariga, well, my father also knows it's dangerous. Well, but I'm going. Amar lahu Rabbi Yossi, ana azlin dilma anish le'Rabbi Shimon to come istafina. I'll go, because maybe I'm worried about Rabbi Shimon, right? Maybe Rabbi Shimon's going to get upset at him and give him a punishment, an onesh. Kavale dolo anche. He was makabel. He says, "I'm not. I promise. I'm not going to do anything." Afilu hachi anche, but didn't work out. Even though he promised that he was not going to be anishim, he realized that. Why do you want his son to go? Why did he to go? He thinks his son, who was a little more, Tosa says on top, he answers quickly, Mamayar Lahashiv, and he knew that things could not work out so well, which, as we'll see, Ka'achave. But either way, let's stop here for a moment. In the story, this story has a lot of halachic ramifications. Number one, you have the Kumi discussion before. Right here, Abba Chalafta. Rabbi Yossi says, if Abba Chalafta was alive, says the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Kibud Avaim, one is not allowed to call their father by his name. Not allowed to say your father's name. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Reish Mem, Simon Reish Mem in Yoredeya, Ezil Mora, part of Mora Avaim, Lo Yamod Bimkomo, can't stand in his place, Lo Soser as Dvarav, Velo Machri as Dvarav, Vehulu, Velo Yikreenu Bishmo, Lo Bechaya Velo Bemoso, you can't call him by his name, even after his father dies. Elo Omer Abamari, only Abamari, Avi Mori, Hayashem Aviv Kishem Achirim, Mishaneshmam. Right, if it's his father's name is like someone else's name, Shanishmam, Imhu Shem Shu Peli, Shainako Regilan Likros Bo, Aval Shem Shugilan Bo, Mutu Likros Achem Shlobafanov. Okay, gets into this. If I have a friend, the name is my father's name, that's the Rabbi Bar Nachmani and Abaya Sugya. If you assume that Abaya's real name was Nachmani, so you named him Abaya. Okay. But either way, it says here, can't call him by name. Likran Abishmo, ask from Kiva Eger right here. Kushali. Ha brachas yud chesam abeis, amr lu be'ina abba, v'chein Shabbos kuf tezvav, amr b'yosi, ma'isa ba'abba chalafta. That's the Gemara, abba chalafta. Tzarechin doesn't answer it. So what's the answer? The answer seems to be, the Mefarshim say, as long as I give a title. Let's say there's a gabbai who's calling up his father for an aliyah. So some just say, Avi Mori, Shlishi, but others say that if you say Avi Mori, then you can say the name. Right, as long as you give a title to the father, so then one would be allowed. Interesting, right here on the page, the Pesachei Tshuva quotes, if it's for identity purposes, then you're allowed to. If somebody comes over to you and says, hey, who's your father? Wait, whose son are you? I know. So that's mutter, because you're not calling your father by his name, you're just identifying. Nir Ali says the Pesachei Tshuva, im acherim shoalim imenu ben mi ata, mutter lomar lahem ben Rebbe Ploni ani. Right, that's his father. Right? No, Rosh is like the Rosh, he's the head. V'chulu, and he continues. Either way, this is important discussion. Reb Moshe also has a tshuva about this in Yaradeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen, Kuf, Lamed, Gimel. He has a tshuva too, his son, Reb David Feinstein. And he writes, B'ini haskaras shem aviv v'rabo b'to'arim k'rav v'aba v'chadome. Baskaras b'ksiva u'belikros b'fanav l'achirim. So he discusses this discussion about Abba Chalafta and other Tanoim, other stories. Ava ladina roi l'hachmer k'marshal. Shehu kapashas agamar. V'ein chilek b'ein barabim l'shol barabim l'arak barav sheish tzorach k'dei sheyedu miu mutter v'chulu. Gamri l'niyaz daiti. Dalak siva leka iser. It's only talking. Siva is different. Ukita chazinan she sasam stam chasima mifarish b'chol makom shmo v'shem aviv. How do people sign their letters? You sign it with your name and your father's name in the days of old. V'imhaya iser gam b'ksiva l'hazgir shem aviv ech tiknu lachtom kein. Right? Any chasima on a ksuba? You write your father's name. V'gam chazinan she gedoli olam chasmu atzman b'shmo v'shem aviv. Kaharambam she kasav b'kama makomos ani Moshe ben Maimon. V'yachasimas harash b'tshuvosav. Ben Reb Yechiel, he also had a son Yechiel. V'chasimas Ma'arami Runberg, Mayor Ben Baruch. Hare ba'amira haya aser zela marshal. V'yem lomar, tekim v'shekosei Moshe ben Maimon, shekosef ha'shaychus v'kesher shemimenu le'aviv leke iser. That's not the difference. D'ha aksiva ani Moshe ben Maimon al sefer b'tchilaso hukomer b'fnei rabim, sh'aser apazeh. V'lechein tzorach lomar, de'b'ksiva leke iser l'asker ha'shem v'af lo b'to arim. And he continues. Okay, a lot more there, but that's Reb Moshe to his son. Okay, weiter. Says the Gemara in the middle of the story. So he accepted, or Shmuel Yochai accepted not to get upset at Reb Elazar Reb Yossi. But the Gemara already alludes to that he did. As they were going, there was a Shiloh that came up. So here it is. That's the question that we started off with. Okam piv Reb Elazar Reb Yossi. Reb Elazar Reb Yossi twisted his mouth a little bit. What does that mean? Rashi, Tosfos, Miher Lahashiv. He quickly gave it, oh, I know. And he gave the answer. V'yomar v'zelachem atameh. So Reb Shimon Chai really heard it from him. Getting back to the original story. Amar le Reb Shimon, me'akim asfasecha atanikar shatam l'chacham atah. It seems like you're a Talmud Chacham. I could tell that you know a lot, but you know what? I'm the Rebbe. Al Yachzor HaBen Eitzel Aviv. Whoa. Al Yachzor Ben Eitzel Aviv. Sounds like you shouldn't go back. Tosas. Birushalmi Mefarish. Sha'achazto Askara. He started to get the death illness. Ukeshenizkar Rav Shimon Al Sheisna Lashivo. It's not that he just was upset that he did it. When he remembered that he promised to bring him back. El Aviv Chazer and his Palav and his Rapa. He davened and everything was okay, and he was healed. It's fascinating. We don't really think of Shmuel Yochai about this. Even the opposite. Remember the Gemara in Shabbos Lama Gimel? It was Reb Elazar, Shmuel Yochai's son, that came out and was zapping people with his eyes, and Shmuel Yochai was being marpe, right? So he was the one that was more tame. Okay, but either way, this is what it said again in the sugya of being Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo is a big one that we have discussed elsewhere in Erevin and Brachas. Remember the two general or three general approaches. Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo. Number one, the pashas is that Kavod Harav. How can you paskin in front of your Rebbe here? Let your Rebbe paskin. That's the pashas of the, again, there are many nafkaminas, to this. How far? Is it Kavias or even Arai? No, what about the Dvarim Pshutim? But number one, Kavod Harav. Number two, there is a line, I think, in the Meiri, that Miri writes one place, if your Rav is there, you might be intimidated and then make the wrong psak. Right, you might be scared. If your Rav is there, just let your Rav go. Those are the two ideas. Chaim Levitz, though, has a beautiful sicha in Nesichas Musar, in Maimer Samach Aleph, where he discusses a third idea. And that is, not covet a Rav, but covet HaMesora. And therefore, your Rebbe is one step closer to the source. He's the Baal HaMesora from a previous generation. So if you don't allow him to say it, so then that's not acknowledging the link in the chain. I formulated a little differently, but that's what he says. the idea of Mesorah, the idea of Kavod HaMesorah. So that's what he develops. And again, it's mentioned more here in Maamar Sa'al Ma'amar Aleph, bases it on a beautiful medrash in Vayikra Rabbah about Jews are compared to birds. Just like birds can't fly without wings, so too Jews can't do anything without their zakenim. Right? The zakenim are the ones, our leaders, that tell us and guide us where to go. Okay, so let's continue the story. So, Yatza Likraso Ben Tamalion. So on the way, all of a sudden, Ben Tamalion comes and meets them. Who's Ben Tamalion? He's a shade, a demon. A demon comes and meets them on the way. Ritzonchem Avoim Achem. You want some help? I have some abilities. You want some help? Bacha Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon starts crying. The Amar, he says, Oma Shivcha Shal Beis Abba. If the Shivcha of my father, who's that? Hagar. Hagar, the Shivcha of my forefather. Nizdamin la Malach Shalosh Pa'amim. She had a Malach appear to her 3 times. And I get you? V'ani lo Pam Achas. I get a Ben Tamalion. I don't get a Malach. So, right, and Rashi quotes the Pesukim, the Mefarsh quotes the Pesukim, Yavoit Na'aneis Bichol Makom. Okay, you gotta take what you can get. So, fine, I'll take your help. Kadim Hu, so what happens, the Ben Tamalion went ahead, Ol Bevarte de Kesar. He possessed the daughter of the Caesar. Made her sick, made her crazy. Kimata Hasam, and when finally Shubay Chai got there, some Gersos have that she, all she was screaming was, Find her Shubay Chai, find her Shubay Chai. If not, he just came. And I think the Tosas might quote that. Yes, so then the others. So anyway, so says the Gemara Kimata Hazam Amar Bentamayon say. When he gets there, he says, Bentamayon, go out! Bentamayon, go out. The Kiva the Karali, Nafik. And once he called, Nafik, he went out. Azal Amar Lahon. So the Caesar comes and sees and says, you know what? She'ilu Koma de Ispa Lachon Mishal. Ask whatever you want. Violin Ginza, he brought them into his treasure house, Lishkol called the bow to take whatever they would like. Ashkechu, Hahu Igra, they found the letter that says the Xeris, like the days of Purim, Shaklu of Akaru. They tore it up, and that was the end of the Xeris. Stop there for a moment. The Marsha asks, how could such a Yeshua come al-Idea Shade? Ben Tamalion, Idea Shade? So the Marsha says, if it was such a Xera, the Xera also came by a Shade. Right, the dark forces. If the dark forces, what other forces could bring such terrible xeris against Am Yisrael? Right, what other terrible forces? So if such terrible forces brought it, so the terrible forces could also get rid of it. That's what he says at the Shal Minech of the Chacham Echad. Shenis Chazik Ikra Idea Sheid. V'lel Zen is Batel Veishav Lo Lefisha Vaday Bitol Mitzvas Ke'elu Lo Nitan Beleva Kesar Ela Idea Sheid. V'kach Nigzor Lemin Hashamayim Shuv Atzvo Yevatel Xera. So, it was through a shade both ways. Back to the Chashuk Yechemed. The Chashuk Yechemed has the following discussion. Somebody is an Adam Kasher who terrible claims were made against him, which are totally false. Alilo Sheker. Alilo Sheker. The best lawyer that he could find is a Rosh Gomer. Is there any reason that he shouldn't have a lawyer who is a doesn't say what, I think it was he did, just says Russia. So, do you say me rishoy miyetsay rasha? Do you say that, you know, nothing good can happen from this rasha? So he says, on the one hand, there's an Aruch HaSholchan. Right, the Mishnah says in Makos that the Goal had the Rotzeach Peshogeg can't leave the Ir Miklat even to save Am Yisrael. It's an amazing Mishnah on Daf Yud Aleph. Right, even lo le'edus nefashis, v'afilu Yisrael tzricham lo, v'afilu sar tzva Yisrael giyo ben sruya. Ask the Achronim to save Klal Yisrael. How could you not go on God to save Klal Yisrael? Says the Aruch HaSholchan on that halacha in Choshen Mishpat Siman Tav Chaf Hey, Kivan Shin is Galgal Al Yodah Harigas Nefesh, Racho Ku She is Galgal Schus Al Yodah. Right, it's hard. Begalgal in Chov Aydei Chayev. So if you say, hear that, so maybe not. But on the other hand, he quotes, again, this is easy for us to quote because we're learning this daf right now. But Rav Zilberstein quotes from the Aruch HaSholchan on the Gemara in Makkos, and he quotes from the Marsha here in Me'ila. What does the Marsha say? Right, if it happened, it happened. It also came from the shade. So here too, it must be that kivan she'alila bame and Hashem Rishayim. If all of these terrible claims came from Hashem Rishayim, the Yeshua could also came from Hashem. And therefore, it would be okay. Okay, fine. Also, I saw the minag. I saw some quote that the minag of getting a haircut on Lag BaOmer of Shem Bayechai. He didn't get the kumi haircut in the story. he had the nace even without getting the non-Jewish haircut. So that's why to give a child payas on the day of Rosh Rabbi Chai's Yahrzeit, maybe from this story, that he didn't have to go with the first strategy, and he just had to got the nace as he got it. Last line, though, Vahainu Da'amar Bozer Rabbi Yossi, and this is what Rabbi Ozer Yossi said. We know there's a machlokas and maseches Yuma by chatos pnimios, sprinkling the blood. Do we sprinkle it on the floor in front of the curtain, or do we sprinkle it on the curtain mamish? Machlokas tanoim. Rabbi Ozer Yossi brings a proof from what he saw in Rome. Says Rabbi Ozer Yossi, this is the story when he was in the treasure house. Anira siya biyaromi. I was in the city. Vavola kaviti bidamim. I saw blood on the curtain. When I was in that treasure house, I saw all the kalim of the base of Mikdash. And I saw the curtain, and I saw blood on it. And therefore, this was the story that was the background for that claim. Again, other member, this line came up in Yuma, we discussed then. You know, maybe it was from when Tito stabbed the parochas and blood shot out. You know, how do you know it was from the chatos primios? Okay, not for now. We discussed it a little bit then. Right, let's continue. Good. Says the Mishnah. Next Mishnah, back to Tziruf issues. So that was the Agadator from Maseches Megillah. So, Hapigel v'Hanosar, Ein Mitztarfin. Pigel and Nosar are not Mitztarfin, Bnei Sheish Nei Shemos. Meaning, even though they might have a lot of similarities in terms of Halacha, they're two Shemos Isser, and therefore they're not Mitztarif. Hasheres v'Hanavela, V'chein Hanavela u'Psara Meis, Ein Mitztarfin Zem Zelotame, V'afilu Kekal Shebishneim. Even like the lower level, you don't say, oh, one is more Chamer, so at least there's a common denominator. No, they're not Mitztarif. Amar Rav Yehuda, Mashmua Lo Shanu. When do we say that Pigel and Nosar are not Mitztarif? Ella Lutumas Hayadayim. Now I'm talking about the Isser of eating Pigel and Nosar. That for sure, that it's two different Isurim. But regarding Tuma, there's a Tuma de Rabbanan. The Rabbanan made on Pigel and Nosar, the last Dafim Sachim. The Rabbanan said Pigel's Tame Mishum, the Lashon of Chashide Kuhuna. They're chashed to be mefagel. They're very worried about Tumah Vatara, but they're chashed. So because of chashde kuhuna, they said pigel is tame. Because of atzle kuhuna, they said nosar is tame. Tumah derabanan on pigel and nosar. So that's what the Mishnah is referring to. They're not mitstaref even for this Tumah derabanan that they're equal in. Lo shanu elo tumas hayadayim demi derabanan hi. Aval inyan achila mitstarfen. But regarding achila, they're included in the same iser. Detanya, Belezer Omer. Lo ye achel ki kodesh hu. Kol shebe kodesh pasol ba'akas alitim lo sasi al achilaso. They can be mitstarif. Again, not all yisurim are mitstarif to each other. Right? Pig and arla are mitstarif to each other. Right, two totally different ones. But there are. We had in the last mission, remember, Truma, Trumas Meiser, Chala, Bikurim, all of those. So Pigel and Osar also are included in Dvarim, Shel Kedusha, Shel Karbanos, that have a problem with it. Right, and that's all included in this Lo Ye'achel, and they could be included. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim, Tosfos and Krisos and Lafid Aleph, the Ramban. What about, this is regarding Tuma, this is regarding Achila, Mitztarfin. So this is for Kares? What about for Chatas? What about for Chatas? Could they be Mitzari for a Chatas? So that is a discussion back in Krisos, Tosfos, Yud Aleph, Amid Beis. It seems to be against the Rambam, but that is the discussion on the bottom of the Amid. But either way, that's the Halacha. Okay, we'll stop here, I guess. We'll start with the next Mishnah. You want to do the one Mishnah? Okay, we'll run through the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Ha'ochel shenitma ba'ava tuma. Ochel that became tummy from an ava tuma. Vishnimba ba'vlada tuma. Meaning, and I have food that's a rishon and food that's a sheni. Mitzarfim zeem zelatame kekal shebishneham. So they could view them both, at least as the lower level tuma, to be matame something else. Period. Kala ochel mitzarfim zeem ze, all foods, all tummy foods. Could be metame people midrabanan. Again, a food cannot be. There's no food that's an av, so really it can't be metame a person on a daraisa level. But a drabanan level, so a gvia big kibbe kachatzi pras, half a loaf of all foods that size can be metame a person. And kibbe mazon sheisudos la'erif. And for the size of two meals that you need to put for an erev tchumen, right? So they can be mitzarif to each other. Is there a bracha on erev tchumen? Rambam, Raivit, what type of bracha is that? Is it a mitzvah? Is it a reshus? Also an important discussion. Uke beitza letame tumas ochlin. And they all can be mitzarif to the size of a beitza to be mitame tumas ochlin. Right? So again, big discussion also, to become tame or to be mitame? To be mitame. Rashi in a few places. Uke grogaris lotzas Shabbos. And the size of grogaris for carrying out on Shabbos, foods or a grogaris. Uke koseves. Yom Kippurin, and the size of a kosev is for Yom Kippur. Again, big discussion. The Isra of eating on Yom Kippur, how is that related to generally Isra Achila? Is it a quantitative difference, or is it something totally different? There's no Isra of Achila, there's only a mitzvah of Inui. Kol ha-mashkin mitztarfim zum zu lefsolos akviya berevias. All liquids, midrabanan, are mitztarif to be mitame a person berevias, u'kamale lugmav, Yom Kippurim, and also male lugmav, that shear on Yom Kippur. Okay? We'll have to stop here and we'll pick up. And next year we'll be put up from the last cycle. So, Beth Hashem, we'll pick up after that.